This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Kenya today, local Israeli and U.S. authorities are continuing the hunt for clues to identify the assailants in this week's suicide bombing at a resort hotel in Mombasa. 13 people were killed. Scores were injured. That attack coincided with a failed attempt to shoot down an Israeli passenger flight with a shoulder-launched missile. Now, earlier today, a married couple who live in Florida, an American woman married to a Spanish national, were released from police custody in Mombasa. Declan Walsh is the East African Bureau Chief for the Irish Times, and he joins us from Mombasa. Mr. Walsh, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
And what more do we know about this couple who were released?
The American lady's name is Alicia Kalhammer. She's 31 years old. Her husband is a Spanish national who has American residency rights. His name is Jose Tena. He's 26. They were released at lunchtime this morning after being held for approximately 48 hours. At this point, they say that they had been in Kenya just on holidays, and it appears that the only reason they had been taken in for questioning was because they had checked out of a hotel near the Paradise Hotel approximately 2 hours after the blast on Thursday. Mm-hmm. After being released, Ms. Kalhammer told reporters that she had no hard feelings. She said she loved Kenya and Kenyan people, and she understood that the police were just doing their job.
There's some other people in custody now, too, aren't there?
There's actually 10 other people in custody at the moment. Six of them are Pakistanis, four of them are Somalis. They're still being held by the Kenyan police, even though in a press conference this morning, the Minister for Internal Security, Julius Sonkuli, admitted that the questioning hadn't turned up any connection with Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden so far.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the paraphernalia used to launch the surface-to-air missiles has been recovered. We've seen pictures of that. What's been learned from that? Anything?
Officials say that they cannot comment on the investigation at the moment. However, I have learned that the serial number on the missile launcher indicates that it was manufactured in 1974 and that it was manufactured in Russia. I think that information is going to be used by investigators possibly to source where this missile launcher came from.
Yeah. Mr. Walsh, what does the Paradise Hotel look like now?
It looks completely devastated at the moment. Reporters don't have access to the site right now. It's actually cordoned off by yellow tape with Hebrew lettering on it because Israeli and American investigators and forensic experts are going through the wreckage. However, from the road, we can see several charred vehicles in the parking lot. We can see that the roof has been entirely burned off. Mm-hmm. We can see traces of explosives all over the compound.
And Mombasa, of course, is an area that relies on tourism for its economy. Is everybody leaving?
I don't think we have evidence that everybody is leaving. Certainly several hundred Israeli tourists have left under armed guard 2 days ago. But there are many other tourists from other countries. Kenya attracts people from all over the world who have remained here. A lot of them don't seem to fear another attack. That said, Kenyan tourist officials are quite worried that this attack is going to ruin the tourist economy here, which is a very important part of Kenya's national income.
Declan Walsh, who's East Africa Bureau Chief for the Irish Times. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.